down in Rushville, a gentleman, he probably became my best friend down there, Donnie Larson. And he was a good mechanic in the town, just excellent man, and is part of the church. But Donnie didn't grow up in church. Donnie was pretty wild. And I could just tell by Donnie, before he was a Christian, he was a character. And he'd be wild. You know, he could just be really, really wild. Well, Donnie got saved. Donnie started going to Rushville Christian's Community Center. And when he was out and about, out in town, he would pray over his meal. He'd bow his head and pray, silent prayer, all the time. Seems like a little thing. He'd just do it all the time. And there's another gentleman by the name of Lyndon Hooper who knew Donnie, watched him for years. See, guys, Leslie said it. Do you know people are watching us? And Lyndon Hooper's watching Donnie. And he's watching Donnie pray, and he's like, what's going on with Donnie? Donnie don't pray. Donnie's not that kind of guy. That's not Donnie. And he just kept watching him. And he'd pray every meal. And as a result of that, Lyndon said, there's something going on. There's something different. Lyndon ended up following Donnie to church. And Linda got born again. His wife got born again. Son got born again. Why? Because of a little thing. Praying. Praying silently before a meal in a restaurant and just letting people say. See, folks, don't ever underestimate the value of you. Amen? You are more important than you know. Do not underestimate the value of you. And as we're going to pray here and ask God to bless the food and then just start making our way downstairs. I want all of you to do something today. To do two things. Ask people about folks who touched their lives in this church. And then also look for opportunities and places to go share with people who touched your life. And make that just a part of the conversation. And let's value ourselves and value what we do and then value the people around us and the little things. Because you know what? Maybe somebody needs to hear a word from you about a little thing that you did in their life that made a big difference. You know, the little things, they're a big deal. Amen? They're a big deal. They're a big deal. So let's go ahead and stand up. And I'm just going to pray a prayer over the food downstairs and just over the rest of our time together. And remember, we're not in a hurry. Amen? We're not in a hurry. And there's fellowship in both rooms, the family room next door and down here, because I'm not sure we have enough tables and chairs for everybody down here. So really good food on both sides. And actually, I deliberately took some food next door that I know was special. That was just extra good. So to help get some of you over there, let's pray. Father, we love you, and we thank you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this time, and we thank you that, you know, I still stand here and just thank you for working in Grace's body, working in Dick's body. We're not going to let that switch of faith turn off. And God, the reason we're here, the reason we're in this world is not so we just get to have all these good times. The reason we're here is because this world is hurting, and this world needs your love. And the world needs your goodness, and the world needs your mercy. And Father, so we're here to be in the middle of a messed up world where we get to shine as lights and where we get to make a difference. So Father, we understand that things that we encounter, they're not going to be perfect and sweet all the time. No. But we get to be here to bring the life and the love of you and the power of you into this world, Father God. And I'm thinking about, you know, just thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Father God. Just your will being done here on this earth through us, your children, the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, thank you for the food. Thank you for the fellowship. And just that there's a time of love and encouragement and edifying each other and building each other up. In the name of Jesus, amen. 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 And one last thought before I turn you loose. I have you greet. I still like it where we really respect our elders. We honor our elders, and so if we can make sure our elders get to go through the line, you know, if you're standing there and you're a younger person and there's an elder there, you let that elder go first. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. Amen.